Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A bell on fire. Five bells will be immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire! Fire! Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In a moment, we'll check up on Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins, as well as the fire in the baggage compartment of the airliner in which they had set out for Plum Valley. You'll recall how the pilot, Captain Lorenzo, had headed the craft toward a small airport off the beaten track, only to find it strangely dark in the night below when he arrived. Buzzing the field brought no response, and with reluctance it was agreed that Tim should bail out, somehow get the landing lights on so that the plane could safely be brought down before the fire broke loose. Then came two developments in quick succession, and what our friends face now, we'll see right after this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's see how Chief Cody is making out in the control cockpit of the airliner after checking up on the fire in the baggage compartment. And then let's see how Tim Collins is making out after his parachute drop onto the airfield and his plea for help to the old watchman, Mr. Ransom. As the plane circles the dark field below, there's more than space between the next meeting of the chief and Tim. It all depends on how much time is left between lights and landing or fire and disaster. As the pilot says to Chief Cody now.
You checked the baggage compartment, Chief. Bad news, huh?
It looks that way, Captain. Afraid I overestimated the minutes we've got left.
The fire's working its way out now?
Pretty close. Made breakthrough in a matter of minutes.
What about the passengers? Panic?
Not yet. The smoke seeping through is going to let them in on just how serious the situation is.
Well, it's up to your friend Tim Collins now. No sign of landing lights below us.
Nothing but a big black patch where the field is. To make it worse, trouble on either side.
Oh, hang the mountains and the high-tension wires along the highway, Chief. I could slip in there. That is, I could with lights to mark the field.
Tim will get through if it's humanly possible. Maybe any minute that place will light up like a birthday cake. If Tim got there, he'll find some way to throw that switch.
Look, Mr. Ransom, you're the watchman on this field, but if you won't show me where the switch is for the landing lights,
if you'd calm down, Collins, maybe I could make you see throwing that switch won't give you no light.
I don't know much about airfields, sir, but you said the landing strip is okay. And I can see this whole area is ringed with poles, electric light poles.
That's right. When the mill was running full blast, they used to have a thriving business here some nights.
Used to? What do you mean?
Well, mill's gone out of business. This little airport ceased operations 2 days ago.
Okay, but how does that stop us from throwing the switch on the landing lights?
Well, it doesn't. Only you won't get no lights on. Not with empty sockets.
Now, you mean there's no bulbs or whatever they use?
They carted every bit of equipment away yesterday, Collins. I'm sorry. There ain't a pilot alive who could land on this here dead, dark field tonight. And I ain't got flares nor nothing. Not so much as a candle to light them in.
Oh, but Chief Cody, those passengers up there, they can't have much time left. What'll I do?
Well, I told you I phoned the fire department in case they tried to crash land. Nothing else we can do.
Oh, there's got to be. I told them I'd bail out and get lights on this field. I've got to find some way to get...
I tell you, there aren't any lights for miles around, except for automobiles moving along the highway over there.
Wait a minute. The highway, I wonder.
You can stop wondering. Pilots hate that highway on account of the high-tension wires that run along
no,
it.
No. I wasn't thinking the plane could land on the highway. There wouldn't be time to get the traffic off anyway.
Well, with mountains and that river on the other side of this field, Collins, there ain't much we can do but pray.
Oh, yes, sir, we can do that, but at the same time, we're doing something else. Yes, sir, it might work. It might at that. Come on, Mr. Ransom. This road leads out to the highway?
Yeah, but...
I'll explain it on the run. Now, come on, let's roll.
A few moments later, a startled motorist catches a glimpse of an excited young man in the glare of his headlights. Quickly, he brakes to a stop.
Hey, you there! What's the idea of hopping up and down in the middle of a public highway? Want to get run over? Want to cause an accident?
Oh, no, take it easy, mister. I want to prevent one. Listen, you hear that plane above us?
Yeah.
There's a fire on board.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I just bailed out of her. Now, look, we've got to get her down in a matter of minutes. Will you help me?
Well, sure, but for Pete's sake, how?
Well, first, back your car off the highway so your headlights cut across it at right angles and light up that road into the airport.
Well, the next car comes along, may smack into
me. No, sir. You won't be blocking the road. And besides, I'm going to stop every car that comes along.
I'm coming along now, Cullen.
Oh, flag him down, Mr. Ransom. Get him to drive you into the field. You know what to do then.
You bet, sir. Got my fingers crossed for you.
Yes, sir. And you, sir.
Yeah?
When you back your car into position, maybe you'd help me stop every car that comes along.
Well, what do you want me to tell him to do?
When you get in position with your lights crossing the highway, I'll tell you. All right, now, sir. Back her up now.
Meanwhile, as Tim works frantically to put his plan into operation, the two men in the control cockpit of the plane circling above the field stare gloomily below. The
stewardess says the fire's breaking through, Chief Cody. We're going to have a panic on our hands any second.
I never thought I'd find a fire that could lick me, Captain Lorenzo. There's not a thing we can do.
Well, we can't sit here and wait. I'll have to crash land down there, where I think the field is.
What are our chances?
Between mountains and high-tension wires? Pretty slim.
Well, maybe I'd better go back, talk with the passengers and...
Am I crazy?
Huh?
Or do I see lights moving across that black stretch under us?
My thunder! Headlights from cars! What are they doing on there if that's the airfield?
The highway's off. Hey!
Hey, look at that!
Over where the highway is.
Say, looks like the lights of a dozen cars.
Yeah. And if I don't miss my guess, they're swinging off, heading into the field.
You're right. That group I mentioned is moving along right under us now, like a parade. Say, aren't they forming an L or something like that?
Don't you see, Chief? Collins isn't trying to spell anything. He's pulling cars in off the highway, grouping them around the field. They've marked off one corner of it already. And there's more coming.
Oh, my gosh. Will they do for landing lights?
By the looks of the number of cars moving onto the field, yes. As soon as he gets it completely surrounded with headlights, we'll have plenty of light. And we won't overshoot the field either.
Good for Tim. He ran into trouble, but he got us our landing lights.
Right.
Hey, what's up?
Tim's doing his job. I'll do mine. Get set. The minute we have enough light, down we go.
Well, we've done it, Mr. Ransom. The whole doggone field is circled with headlights now.
Collins, I wouldn't have thought of that in a million years.
Hey, Captain Lorenzo isn't losing any time either. Here he comes.
Yep, not a minute too soon either. Enough light around now so as you can see she's trailing smoke.
Yeah, that baggage compartment must have really broken loose. Mr. Ransom, look. Swinging off the highway now, fire truck. That's the Yorker.
Wouldn't have done a mighty good if you hadn't thought of getting motors off the highway. Well, your pilot's getting some applause in the car.
Yes, sir.
I don't blame him. Smoother landing as if it won.
I'll direct my buddies from the fire department onto the field. We'll get those passengers out, and when they're safe, maybe we can save the plane.
Well, what do you know? The lad don't miss a trick. Makes lights where there aren't any, brings the plane in safe, and now he's off to put out a fire. Yes, sir, that Collins is a smart boy. Ought to be a fireman.
A short time later in the watchman's shack, three men stopped for brief farewells.
Well, Captain Lorenzo, what's your next step?
I've got to get into town and make a full report, Chief. Coming along?
Yes, we'll have to make other arrangements now to go on to Plum Valley.
Well, my company will take care of that for you and all the passengers, Chief. Taking a vacation, you two?
Well, not exactly. An old friend of mine, editor of a small newspaper, got some pretty big plans. Up to Tim and me to help him out.
Yes, sir. Just what is the trouble, Chief Cody?
Well, haven't you had enough trouble for one night, Tim?
Oh, sure, sir, but you hadn't told me we might run into more trouble at Plum Valley.
Well, from what I hear, son, there's every chance we will. Every chance in the world.
The danger is over. The big plane with its charred baggage compartment lies in the now darkened field. But the passengers are safe. With many thanks to Tim and the chief, they start once again to their destinations. It's doubtful, though, if any of them will find the problem awaiting them that lies ahead of the chief and Tim at Plum Valley. For that exciting adventure, be sure to listen to the next exciting chapter of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Fire Chief Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But right now, let's listen to this message. And now, attention, boys and girls, the Firefighters Brigade. Here is Fire Chief Bob Cody with a very special message for all of you in the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody. Recently, you may recall, I asked you to check the mortar and bricks in your chimney to make sure that there was no danger of fire in your home. The last time, your assignment was to inspect the stoves and see that all walls, rafters, ceilings, and partitions are protected from the overheating of stoves, furnaces, and pipes. Now, overheating is bound to occur sometimes. And if you find there is a danger of fire near heating instruments, please talk it over with your parents. And please inspect the chimney and stove pipes in your home. This is very important, as improperly insulated heating apparatus is a serious fire hazard. Thanks. Until next time, this is Chief Cody saying, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.